New light has been thrown on the evolutionary link between birds and dinosaurs. And it's fair to say it's a very strong link. That's according to Dr. Stephen Brusarti, a paleontologist at the University of Edinburgh. He's led a study to build the most comprehensive family tree of carnivorous dinosaurs that's ever been created. And it leads from prehistoric times to the present day. My colleague Dan Damon asked him just how closely related are the birds we see around us to dinosaurs.
Birds are dinosaurs in the same way that elephants are a type of mammal or frogs are a type of amphibian. Birds, chickens, hummingbirds, they're all living dinosaurs.
How do you make that link?
So we have a lot of fossils now, a whole lot of fossils, and we've been finding more and more of them over the last 20 years or so. And this is what prompted us to build this big family tree. So my colleagues and I traveled around the world looking at a lot of dinosaurs, putting together this huge data set. That tree shows us that there are so many features of living birds, things like feathers and wishbones and wings that didn't just evolve in birds, but they evolved in the dinosaur ancestors of birds. I think a lot of people think about evolution in terms of missing links. You know, there must be a link between monkeys and man or between dinosaurs and birds. But that's not really how evolution works. The evolution of birds was a long, gradual process. First feathers evolved, then wishbones, then wings, then these dinosaurs got smaller. And then they put it all together. The bird body plan was there. They were able to fly. And then, bam, something was unlocked. Birds took off. And birds survived the extinction that killed off the dinosaurs. And they're still around today, 10,000 of them.
Exactly, 10,000 species, but they're birds. How did they survive? I mean, some of the dinosaurs must have survived when that, what was it, some kind of comet hit Florida.
And so that killed off most of the dinosaurs. Almost every dinosaur died, except for some birds. And why some birds were able to make it through? Well, it's probably due to a lot of reasons, but one of those reasons is because they could fly, maybe because they were smaller, they could grow faster. But as we also found in this study, birds evolved faster than other dinosaurs. Once that bird body plan of feathers and wings and wishbones all came together, it allowed birds to simply change faster than other types of dinosaurs. Maybe that was the key to their success.